Harper Children's Audio presents Bloomability by Sharon Creech, performed by Mandy Siegfried. Copyright 1998 by Sharon Creech. Production copyright 2009 by HarperCollins Publishers. I Become a Transparent Eyeball. Ralph Waldo Emerson. Nature. Chapter 1. First Life. In my first life, I lived with my mother and my older brother and sister, Crick and Stella, and with my father when he wasn't on the road. My father was a trucker, or sometimes a mechanic or a picker, a plucker or a painter. He called himself a jack of all trades. Jack was his real name, but sometimes there wasn't any trade in whatever town we were living in, so off he would go in search of a job somewhere else. My mother would start packing, and we'd wait for a phone call from him that would tell us it was time to join him. He'd always say, "I found us a great place. Wait till you see it." Each time we moved, we had fewer boxes, not more. My mother would say, "Do you really need all those things, Dinny? They're just things. Leave them." By the time I was 12, we'd followed my father from Kentucky to Virginia to North Carolina to Tennessee to Ohio to Indiana to Wisconsin to Oklahoma to Oregon to Texas to California to New Mexico. My things fit in one box. Sometimes we lived in the middle of a noisy city, but most of the time Dad had found us a tilted house on a forgotten road near a forgotten town. My mother had been a city girl, my father a country boy, and as far as I could tell, my mother spent most of her time trying to forget that she'd been a city girl. Those few times that we lived in the middle of the city, though, she seemed as if she were right at home, in her real home, her permanent home. She'd get a job in an office or a design studio instead of a diner. She knew how to use buses and weave in and out of crowds, and she didn't seem to hear the horns and sirens and jackhammers. Those things drove my father crazy. "I know there's work here," he'd say, "but there's too many bodies and cars everywhere. You're like to get killed just stepping onto the road. No place to raise kids." My mother would be real quiet after he'd said something like this, and pretty soon he'd be off looking for a better place to live, and she'd be packing again. My sister Stella had a theory that Dad was keeping us on the move so that my mother's family wouldn't find us. He didn't trust a single one of her brothers or sisters, and he didn't trust her parents either. He thought they all had heirs and would talk my mother into moving back to New York where she'd come from. He said they looked down their noses at us. Once, when I was 7 or 8 and we were living in Wisconsin, or no, maybe it was Oklahoma, or it could have been Arkansas. I forgot Arkansas. We lived there for 6 months, I believe. A thin woman with gray hair pulled back in a tight bun was sitting in our kitchen one day when I came home from school. Before I could shake off my coat, she'd wrapped me in a perfumed hug and called me Carissima and her sweet kitten. "I'm not a kitten," I said, sliding out the side door. Crick was throwing a basketball at an invisible hoop. "There's a lady in there," I said. Crick aimed, shot that ball into a graceful high arc, and watched it bounce off the edge of the garage next door. "Crud," he said. "That's no lady. That's your Grandma Fiorelli." There was a big argument that night after I'd gone to bed behind the drapes hung between the kitchen and the side room. My dad was gone. He'd taken one look at Our Lady Grandma and bolted out the door, never even pausing to say hello. It was Mom and Grandma in the kitchen. Mom was telling her how resourceful Dad was, and how he could do anything, and what a rich life we had. From the bed next to mine, Stella said, "Mom's a dreamer." In the kitchen, Grandma said, "Rich! This is a rich life!" My mother charged on. "Money isn't everything, Ma," she said. "And why you go and let him name that boy Crick? What kind of name is that? Sounds like he was raised in a barn." My parents had had an agreement. Dad got to name any boys they had, and Mom got to name the girls. Dad told me he'd named Crick after a clear little creek that ran beside the house they'd lived in at the time. Once, when I used the word crick in a paper
Sample complete. Ready to continue?